Hi, this is Esperanza Ray, and welcome to New Consciousness New World. It's Tuesday again, and it's time for our radio show, New Consciousness New World. And I wanted to briefly go over, like I said, we're going to be having guests on the show. However, at this point, I'm still going on by myself. And I just wanted to point out a couple of things. That you are welcome to call in. There's several numbers you can utilize to call into the show if you have questions or comments or just want to share your own personal experience. You can call at 530-327-7602. You can also call toll-free at 888-627-6008. Again, the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. So please, you're welcome to call in with any questions or concerns or any experience you'd like to share over the air or questions about what we're discussing, and we'll be happy to talk with you. So basically, to continue, I've been discussing for the last few shows my book, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, and the reason we've been discussing it for a little while is because it just covers such a humongous range of information and topics that I think they all deserve in their own right a show on their own. However, this is basically how we're going to start our topics, how we are going to discuss the information. We're kind of doing a wide range of things and information and topics, and then gradually we will focus more on specific details as we move forward, and also as we have more guests into the show. Specifically on May 8th, we're going to have Frances Key. By the way, she is descendant of Francis Scott Key. That was interesting. And she'll be talking about her book as well. A wonderful book that she has written. But most important, she's going to be talking about her personal experiences with the afterlife. Her mother had passed away, and she has some incredible experience about the afterlife. And I think it's a very relevant topic to what we're discussing right now because of the fact that in the book we talk about how heaven on earth will be a reality, and at that point in time, there will be no real separation between those who have passed over and those who are still deciding to live in this world that we've created for ourselves in the ascended state. So that's going to be also a very incredible discussion because it's going to talk and touch upon a lot of topics, and of course, it's going to touch on the future of our planet. Terra, as I call it in the book, and as it's called by the beings of light. So, like I said, on our last show, we had been discussing, or one of our last shows, we had been discussing topics dealing with the changes that are going to be taking place, basically, on different parts of the planet. And the book actually covers continent by continent, describing some of the changes that are going to be very specific to that area, but not exclusive to that continent. In other words, it's going to also happen in other parts. For example, when I talk about water rising and in certain areas, well, it's going to happen then just in more than one continent. I might be mentioning it in specifically certain events that are going to happen in that specific continent, but that does not mean that it's not going to happen in other places. And, of course, the same is true for the land rising. There are going to be different parts or pockets on the planet, on our Earth, and where these there are going to be volcanic eruptions that are going to allow the lava to rise in from in between the plates, the tectonic plates, where our continents sit, and they will basically create new formations and new divisions in the continents. So we'll be discussing that in the near future. And we've discussed some of that as well on the previous show. And today we're going to be continuing with the changes, but this is these are the major changes. I mean, what we were discussing up until this point are changes that are going to be occurring, but even though to us they may seem dramatic, they really aren't. At this point, it's what I call the part of our transition that where the shit hits the fan, if you'll pardon my French, and all hell is going to break loose. So this is the real serious action. And this is part of section two of the book. Like I said, we're kind of not going in order because the book is written in reverse chronological order, but I'm jumping in the order that we really need to focus on right now based on our time. So we discussed basically the recent past, the very near, the present, and the very near future. Now we're moving a little bit more into the future, and we're going to be talking about that. In this specific section, the title of the section is called The End of Time. And it really, that's what it means, the end of time. That's what ascending to the fifth dimension and developing a new consciousness, new awareness is all about. And it's what we're going to be doing regardless of the desire of those to keep us in the dark. So I'd like to also, before we actually get going into the changes, I'd like to share with you how I had this specific vision. In my first vision, or in the vision that we discussed, it was basically through meditation, and I was given direction as to the changes that were going to take place on the different continents. In this specific event, I was sitting down to meditate, and when I was meditating, it was basically I was projected out into space. And it is at this point in time that that I had the vision of what was going to happen. And so let's get into that and let's discuss that, because this is we're starting with chapter 5 of the book now, and it's called, the title is Punishment from God, a question mark. Now, this is a question that I know in some religions, they talk about how the end of time is going to be a punishment. Well, in reality, to me, that's not the case. In truth, there's much more to it than what we really understand. But I don't want to get ahead of the title. I don't want to give the end away. So let's focus a little bit on how this vision came to be. And basically, after a very long weekend of work, I decided to take some time to refresh myself from my weekend activities and just basically meditate. It's not often that we have the opportunity or the time to meditate, but it is crucial that we take that time to meditate. One of my experiences has been that when I meditate, I'm more able and more easily able to handle problems, situations, stress, issues, address them from a different place, a place of calmness, balance, harmony, and a more objective perspective of how to resolve the things that are happening in our environment. So even though sometimes it's a little bit hard to set that time aside, I have been trying to do my best to do exactly that because, like I said, it is crucial for our well-being as beings of light. And as more energy is being sent in our direction, how we, as evolving beings, are able to access more and more light, more and more energy, and more easily able to manifest what we think, what we feel, what we desire, then it is very important that our focus is a positive outcome and not focus on the problems, the issues, the challenges that we have every day. All right. So basically, I took some time to settle down and meditate, which it had been an intense week. And I sat down on the sofa at home, and I was seated in a seated position. And I've started with my breathing exercises, going into the what is called the alpha state, which is an exercise that you can find for free on the website, on my website, researchcia.com, under free meditation. And all you have to do is basically register, put your name and phone number in there, and your email, and then you can access the different meditations, or actually the meditations will be emailed to you once you register. So I basically sit there breathing and doing the alpha meditation exercise. And then I do a technique that's called the energy circle. Now, this meditation is actually included in the book, so it's a very powerful meditation. And then I finish usually with a healing technique on myself or in others. I find that it's very good to work on others, especially if they have similar situations as yourself, for example, stress, because it helps you to help someone else. And at the same time, as you help someone else, that energy, that love, that healing is coming back to you, and you are also being healed. So I like that because you're doing more than one thing. You're helping more than one person. And it's not just about me. It's about us. It's about us as a whole. And all of this helps me to get centered by going through this process. And so this is a ritual that I follow in my meditation. You may have your own as well. During the energy circle, though, some very interesting things usually happen. And, you know, interestingly enough, this was not an exception. On this occasion, I found myself mentally projected from my family room to sitting in outer space. Incredible. to just experience that through a meditation. And meditations are so powerful. They're just incredible. And the interesting thing about finding myself in this outer space, I was not alone. Something was there with me. So stay tuned. We'll figure out who that was. We floated in the middle of space in a sitting position, much like sitting in an invisible chair. And although I have to tell you that my curiosity was piqued as to who was with me, I was a little in suspense, you might say, as to what the message or the situation was going to be, and who was going to be sharing their enlightenment with me. So who am I referring to? Well, I'm referring to my wonderful friend, the voice of God, Metatron. And like I said, he's not just the highest of all angels, but he is actually in the service, because all the angels are in the service of the Almighty. He is more than that. He is the voice of God. He is the one who allows us to transcend our state and allow us to connect with the essence, the energy of God, because the essence of God is within us. However, sometimes we don't realize or forget who we are, that we are multidimensional beings, that we are divine beings created by the Almighty. And we do not realize that we are always, at all times, connected to God. And not just to the Almighty God. We're connected to a series of angels, beings of light, which perform different functions in our lives based on our purpose and our tasks and our needs and what we need to strengthen and develop in our lives, and how we need to grow. So at some point in our lives, we have changes in the people who come in and support us and give strength and communicate with us, because each one has a specific purpose and a specific strength and a specific goal. So it's like we have our own little, it's not like, we actually have our own team of beings of light. And so I want to share that with you because I think it's important that the more we connect, it is this team, this the Almighty Himself, who is going to give us the strength and the power to transition through this period that I call rebirthing, and that we're logically headed to. And you know, his energy, Metatron's energy, is such that the manifestation of his image within our fourth dimension is gigantic. I mean, sometimes I just see part of him. I don't actually see the whole thing. All I have to do is ask, though, to see what his eyes are like, and then I'm drawn to that, or I just get a simple answer, that a word that comes into mind that says blue or green or something like that. All right, let's continue, because I don't want to get sidetracked. So in this space place that we are, below us was the Earth, as seen from outer space. We were approximately halfway between the Earth and the Moon. So some of you want to close your eyes and visualize this, especially if you're not driving, you can do this. Hopefully you're not driving, because this is an online radio show, so that would be interesting. So if you want to close your eyes, if you're able to, and try to visualize what I'm just talking to you about and what I'm picturing, so that you get a more realistic perspective or a more clear perspective of what the vision entails. Okay, so as I said, I'm halfway between the Earth and the Moon. As I turned to look around me, the Moon was directly behind us. The Earth was in front, and a blanket of bright, colorful stars enveloped us. Different color planets, about the size of a soccer ball, this was from our relation to space, lazily danced around the sun on our right and towards our left as well. It was just an incredible sight to see this blanket of stars and all the different things, all the different planets, the beauty of their colors, the radiance, and all of it. It was just magnificent, rotating around the sun. We were situated over the Atlantic Ocean as we looked down on the Earth, slightly towards the east coast of the United States. From my position, I could see most of the continental United States and Europe. The view was breathtaking. I mean, amazing. In words, honestly, in these visions that you have through meditation, because you're accessing a different level of energy, a different level of creation, it's just, our words are so limited that it saddens me that I cannot paint a picture. I wish, maybe I should study art, because I need to be able to somehow get the image across, get the picture across. On the other hand, it might be just as well that you use your own mind, your imagination, to connect, because it is through your imagination that we access the consciousness, the higher consciousness, the super consciousness, as I like to call it, and we access the God consciousness itself and the beings of light. Again, my words do little to describe the beauty and the feeling of awe that laid in front of me. Such beauty would contrast sharply with a devastation that would take place shortly on our planet, or the devastation that would be projected as an image into the planet. And these are three-dimensional, four-dimensional images, of course. Metatron said, "I want to point out that there are those with a misconception that the end of the world is a punishment from God for humanity's transgressions of disobedience, selfishness, hatred, gossip, lies, anger, and fear, the worst being fear. It is because of fear that all other transgressions are committed." Wow, that's powerful. "In truth, I tell you that what I am about to show you is neither the end of the world nor a punishment from God. Contrary to popular belief, life belief in some religious teachings, there are some of you who do not hold that belief. While it is true that you, and by you I'm referring to humanity, are suffering the consequences of your actions, God does not punish or display any type of war towards anyone or anything. This perception is a projection of human weaknesses onto an ultimate being." So basically, we are trying to imagine God sort of in a way that we would be, because it is kind of hard to try to imagine a multi, unlimited, infinite being that can do anything, be at all places at all times, and can create such complex worlds as the one we live in. I mean, if you start to think and come into what the clouds are made out of, the trees, the grass, it's incredible. And all this by this incredible almighty being that you and I have the privilege of being connected to. So again, Metatron says, God does not punish or display any type of worth towards anyone or anything. This perception is a projection of human weaknesses onto an ultimate being. When dealing with limitations, it is difficult, if not impossible, to imagine something beyond your world of limitations. There are those who anthropomorphize the images of the Creator. In this belief system, God becomes as limited as those who create this image. So the word is anthropomorphize, okay? Hope you can remember that. And with this belief, belief system, God is basically judgmental, angry, vengeful, and even a dictator. Can you imagine that? Having God as a dictator? I just can't identify with that God. To me, God is much, much more loving than a dictator God. But I know that the Old Testament does present God in that manner, in that fashion. This is a distortion of God, Metatron says. This is a distortion of who God is. It leads to misconceptions and misinterpretations of God's reality and how he relates to humanity. With this misconception, wars continue to be fought. And yeah, that's definitely true. God is unconditional love. If you can conceive the meaning of unconditional, you can understand that there's no room in this definition for anything but love. Where love resides, nothing else can exist. Love is everything. Now, the opposite of love is fear. Where fear exists, love does not reside. Or better yet, fear distorts your perception of love. It is that simple. This belief that God is love and anger is part of a dualistic belief system that humanity has created for itself. Again, we're trying to rationalize and limit, or I guess put into words, and a very limited vocabulary at that, of the concept of God, and we're not quite there yet. So Metatron continues, once you shed all the fear from your being, you will be able to see clearly. It is then that you will see things for what they truly are, love. Love is all that is. This is the process that humanity is going to be embarking on. You are in the initial stages of shedding your fears. You are shedding all the misconceptions and misunderstandings that have been reflected throughout time. Your world, environment, friends, and family reflect the world you believe in. What you think, do, and say is reflected onto you. This is not an option. It just is. When things go wrong in your life, look within. What is the lesson you need to learn? What is the wrong you need to set right? When you harm someone, speak ill of someone, have any negative thought towards anyone, that will reflect more strongly towards you. And, you know, I have to say that we find this almost to be common in our reality, in our everyday life, where we just criticize people, and when we don't like something, we speak out instead of maybe projecting love to it. It's not easy to do that, but I guess that's the challenge, that to be in this perfect state, we have to work at it. It's just not going to happen on its own. It's not going to happen overnight either. So let's see what else. When you harm someone, speak ill of someone, have any negative thoughts towards anyone, that will be reflected more strongly towards you. You are naive if you think that it does not come back to you. For any thought, word, or action, there is an equal and opposite one. This is a result of cause and effect. This will be repeated throughout the message because of its importance. This is the key to your planet's rose. This is the key to all suffering in your world. Now is the time to bring your fears to the surface, to shed this negative energy. Allow clarity to reign within you. And I guess, again, we're going back to the comment I made earlier about finding balance, creating a space for where you can meditate, where you can clear your mind, where you can discipline your thoughts so that you can focus on what really is important to you and most important to connect with the essence of who you are. That's really the key. Blaming others, Metatron says, for what is happening in your life is futile. Do you blame others for great things in your life? No, you take full credit. Yet when there are problems, you are quick to look around and see who to blame or who's causing it. Look within. Be honest with yourself. When a wrong is done, the cause and effect may not be immediate. This is dependent on your ability to shed negativity. How aware are you? With greater awareness comes greater responsibility and commitment. Many of you already know this. With greater awareness, the cause and effect is faster, in some cases immediate. In these moments, you can see the relation with your cause and the reflected or returned effect. I also want to point out that not all your wounds are due to cause and effect. So one way that we create our problem world, per se, is through cause and effect. But there's also another way, and let's find out what that is. There are tests that you have set forth before your birth, your incarnation, to help you obtain awareness and enlightenment. These are challenges that occur given a series of circumstances and may not lead to the desired lesson learned. The test comes into play to help you refocus and redirect you to the ultimate goal. Okay. How I understand this is basically when our life is going in a direction and we start to run into problems and there's a series of circumstances, but we still are reluctant to learn the lesson, to realize what we are doing wrong. So a test is placed upon us. And I guess this test is going to make sure that we do come into understanding the lesson that we're supposed to learn from this. And we refocus and redirect our path, our way, and our direction so that we are following what we are supposed to ultimately be following. Most of us, unfortunately, on the earth are still not aware of what that is or how to become aware of how that is. So that's an interesting experience and something that needs to be changed for us to ascend. Okay, so Metatron continues and says, all paths lead to the main goal, oneness with God, returning to the source, and recognizing what you truly are. Your trials and your tribulations are self-inflicted. Again, they are the results of disconnecting from the source and forgetting the understanding of who you are, of being lost from your home. You planned and decided what tests you needed to help you find your way back home, I guess. This is where we're coming back. When you are told to let go of hate, anger, fear, it is not just for the benefit of others, but for your own. By holding on to this negativity, this fear-based thought, you create a distortion for your the distortion you live in. You create space-time. You age. You have illnesses. You suffer punishment, hunger, pain. These are not punishments from God. They are your creation. What does not serve you, you must be eliminated. Let go of the chains that hold you. Go within and see who you truly are. Manifest your true self. And, you know, I have to say that sometimes it's hard to, or it appears to be hard, for us to step back and from our daily tasks, because we are in a time warp, per se. We are in a quantum jump of evolution. So things are occurring to us at a pace that is exponential compared to our history. And so we, for example, with the information age, we are living in a time where information is thrown at us at such amounts that it basically becomes useless. We have to find methods of categorizing and classifying that information so we can determine what is of use and what is important and what we need to focus on, and not waste our time with just useless chatter. And today, I have to tell you, with our cell phones, that becomes harder because, you know, you see people constantly text messaging or talking on the phone as they're walking in the grocery store or as they're walking down the hallway or just walking out on the street, you know, or as they're driving. We want to maximize our time, but sometimes we just need to slow down and allow ourselves to breathe and to take some time out to connect with ourselves. Because no matter how fast our pace, no matter how fast we're moving, no matter how quickly we want to do things, if we are not in touch with the source of who we truly are and what truly makes us happy, and what's the point of trying to accomplish anything that is not in attunement or in vibration with that? It won't make us happy. It won't resolve anything. And it definitely will not lead us to our ultimate fulfillment, our ultimate purpose and our fulfillment as a human being, as a divine being of God. So obviously what with us being infinite and ultimate beings of light, divine, and because we are created by God, what we need to most importantly understand is that we are beings of light and energy. Energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be transformed. So for those of us, or for those people out there who question if there is a life after death, to me it's not a question. I mean, science itself is showing us the truth at this point. And as a matter of fact, science is proving a lot of things that to us before could not be proven. I mean, just take some of the information with quantum physics and some of the information with Einstein's theories and so many other scientists who were incredible researchers and discoverers of who we are. And we're coming closer and closer in connecting and understanding who we truly are. Metatron continues, many of you have picturesque image of God. You have this image of God as an old man sitting on the throne in judgment. Here again, we have the source in the image of man instead of man created in the image of God. Okay, I guess our three-dimensional and fourth-dimensional consciousness has a hard time imagining anything above that, but that's, you know, that still doesn't change the fact. And I can see why he's a little bit annoyed at the fact that we do try to picture God with our limitations. But how else can you picture God? How else can you paint him? How else, if not into some type of image of human form? Here again, he says, again, we have the source in the image of man instead of man created in the image of God. God is the energy of love that permeates all that is. He is found in the emptiness and in the abundance. He is all things and in everything. For this reason, all things are to be treated with the utmost okay, and I want to underline the word utmost respect, with the utmost love. God is the energy of love that holds all things together and yet allows all things to be individual and unique. Love, based on human definition, is simplistic. He says, here is your definition. Okay, so here we have the definition of love based on human understanding, or basically as defined in our dictionary, true. Love is any of a variety of emotions related to a sense of strong affection and attachment. The word love can refer to a variety of different feelings, states, and attitudes, ranging from generic pleasure to intense interpersonal attraction. This diversity of uses and meanings, combined with the complexity of the feelings involved, makes love unusually difficult to consistently define, and even more compared to other emotional states. As an abstract concept, love usually refers to a deep feeling of caring for one another, another person. Even this limited concept of love encompasses a wealth of different feelings, from the passionate desire and intimacy of a romantic love to the non-sexual emotional closeness of family and platonic love to the profound oneness or devotion of religious or spiritual love. Love, in its various forms, acts as a major facilitator of interpersonal relationships and, owing to its central psychological importance, is one of the most common themes in creative arts. Well, that's definitely true. I mean, basically all our movies, all our plays, ballets, songs are all about love and relationships and the complexity of those feelings, the emotions you go through, the transition for us as human beings as we experience the different, varieties of and aspects of love. Okay, so Metatron explains, this definition of love is limited to emotion. Love is all. It is the emptiness that surrounds you, the air you breathe, and the force that gives you life. Love is God. God is love. It is everything that exists and everything that does not exist. It is a star, a planet, and the sun. It is the water you drink, the ground you walk on. It is the galaxy you are part of. It is the universe in which you live. It is you. You are love. You are one. You are one with God. Oneness is the love that lives within you. Love is the force that is crying to come out. It is the energy that manifests creation. It is you in harmony and balance. It is you in perfect state of being. Love is the truth you are. There is only love. Anything else is an illusion. You are given the freedom to choose. What do you choose to be? Be yourself. Love is your power and makes you invincible. Wow. Now, I'm still having, even though these images were given to me, I'm still having to digest a lot of this information. And I'm sure that some of you are experiencing the same thing, because it's not easy to understand. And again, he is being limited, or Metatron is, I call him he because that's just, I see him in a male form. But angels, as you know, or beings of light, really have no gender. So love is your power, and it makes you invincible. I guess that if we do come from a state of love, that we are invincible in so many more ways. And I guess that's what made Jesus so powerful, that all he exuded was love. All that he expressed was love towards everyone, towards everything. And I think that probably through that love, you are like a magnet where you draw more love towards you. So, I love that sentence. It just speaks to me. Love is your power and makes you invincible. And we need to focus on that. We need to focus on love. Now, while the books do talk about the chaos, I want you to understand that the book does talk about the chaos, and as I write the other books, specifically two of them will be very much focused on the more details of how this is all going to occur, and it'll be more specific to us and more specific to what's happening and experiencing on the planet. So is that a call coming to us? Maybe not. Okay. So anyway, just to talk about calling, again, you're welcome to give us a call and to ask any questions. And I'll repeat again the number that you may call in, the 888-627-6008. And that's a toll-free number. If you're in California or certain parts of California, you're also welcome to call on several of the other lines. And if you go to www.bbsradio.com and then you put a / with the name of the radio show, which is New Consciousness, New World, all one word, of course, then it will bring you to a page where you can actually see the names and you have access to the program as well. So feel free that if you'd like to talk about this as well on the show, you are welcome to do so. And if you have any questions especially or find something inspiring or have had an experience that's relevant to what we're discussing, also feel free to call in and share it with us. So maybe that was intended, that ringing was intended so that I could just get that out again. All right. Love is your power and makes you invincible. Up to this point, you have lived a mediocre existence. Regardless of your financial or economical status, your roads have been many. You know where you are. Does it make you happy? Or is there a yearning for something better, something that is rooted in the deepest part of your soul? Have you considered what you can have? Have you imagined what a perfect world would be like? Have you ever dreamed, dared to dream? Well, I have to say, given the images I have seen for what the future holds for me, yeah, it is an incredible, awesome dream. And even though there's a lot of science fiction movies trying to share with us what the future can hold for us, and we've had some glimpses, I have to say that what I have seen on television or read about does not come close to the images I was shown through this meditation of what our future holds for us. And heaven on earth is a reality. And we'll go into that when we get to that part of the book. And the reason I keep bringing that part of the book up is because I don't want you to get lost when I talk about the chaos. I don't want you to get all wrapped up in the chaos. When I talk to people or when I discuss these things with people, a lot of people get caught up in the fear. They get caught up in the woes, the problems, and all the pain and the hurt that they suffer as a consequence, all the stress and the anger and frustration and the loss of financial means and a lot of people being out on the street and things like this. And these are not to be neglected because as beings of light, we need to help each other. We need to find a way to come together and find a support system so that our world is transformed. And we'll talk about that as well in the near future because it's crucial. And through our guests, we'll also see different ways. And of course, I touch upon it on section 4 of the book, which we'll go into after we finish with section 2. And the last section will be section 1, which I think is the outcome, the awesome result. So I don't want you to get lost in that, because I know there's many people who are afraid. There are many people who are concerned. Even some of the children in schools are discussing 2012. And that's why the book is intended as a message. This is why I say hope reigns beyond 2012, because we are going to go beyond 2012. All right? So let's focus on that. And while it's important to know what's going to happen, what's going to occur, what's going to take place, we still need to understand that the outcome is the ultimate goal, and that's the important thing. And if we can do that, it can help us to stay in a good place, in a good state of balance, by helping us to create an inner sanctuary where we can go to when things get very tough for us. Okay? All right. So he asks, have you ever dared to dream? This is not nonsense. This is the inner cry of your soul. Your soul is the connection to your true self. Through the heart center, you align yourself with your soul, and it gives you the ability to create true peace, balance, and harmony. This is the result of attaining love, unconditional love, and oneness with the Creator in all of creation. In the first part of the message, you have seen the world that you are called to create and what will be. It is a world of timelessness and perfection. What you are shown is just a small glimpse of actually living in a world like this. There is so much more, so much that cannot be expressed in words. Try to imagine perfection, harmony, peace, balance, and love. Anything you can imagine can be brought into being. And talking about imagination, guys, I find it really encouraging, because even though our imagination seems far-fetched sometimes when we think about things, when you go into these meditative states and you actually experience all of this, not just with the eyes, not just with the smells, not just with the touch, but with all your senses and with the knowing and being able to experience the intent of all things, it is something, again, that words are very limited to express, and that is an understatement. Now, Metatron continues, now you understand how you're affecting the world. Now do you understand the importance of connecting with your true self? Most importantly, do you now understand why Terra is in such chaos? We might have to meditate on that one too. I'm serious. Sometimes, because we're being thrown so many things, so much information, so many situations, because of the communication we have, we're able to reach beyond our physical surroundings. We're able to reach out into the world through the internet, through television, through the telephones, through travel. We are able to go so much further beyond a limited world of where we are right here, right now, that it is sometimes can be overwhelming. And we have to set, again, it's important to step back, to take a moment to breathe, and to understand all that is surrounding us. So I just want to leave that out there. And let us continue again with what Metatron has to say in regards to this situation. All of this chaos can and will be changed. The changing of the energies will be intense. There is no question about that. Yet there is no other path but to oneness. You cannot turn away from who you are. Chaos only persists in this state of denial. To eliminate the chaos, you must turn within and clear the chaos there. From what you have seen so far, you know it is more than worth it. The shedding started many years ago. From the moment of your birth onto this planet, each moment leads you closer and closer to home. That's interesting. I guess it is interesting to visualize our connection to God as really home. We tend to think of this illusional place as our home. And again, that is a result or a consequence of our separation and our forgetfulness of who we are. He goes on to say, you are very close now. Remember, you are not alone. You are one with all that is, especially the source. All the angels and ascended beings are working with you to bring you back home. Failure is not an option. Success is the result. Love will reign until you obtain love. Hope will reign to lead you home. That is beautiful. That is really, really beautiful. I think I could really meditate on that for a while. Here he's talking not just about a team of angels that work with each individual person, but I guess here he's referring to the planet as a whole, to all of us. And to all of us, we have a group of angels. I guess you could look at it as a hierarchy. A hierarchy of work, and angels are based on support system they need to create. So if you can step and visualize your team of angels that are specifically due to your individuality, and then think about the family you belong to, and that there's a group of angels that govern that, and then there's a group of angels that govern the people in our city, or a group of angels that govern our country, and a group of angels that govern America, and then a group of angels that govern Terra, our Earth, and then we move on to space and on and on and on to all the universes and all the star systems that are out there in the planetary system. And it's just an incredible amount of angels working with us, and it's powerful. If we can keep that in mind as opposed to our woes, our suffering. And I have to tell you, everybody suffers. It doesn't matter whether you're an awakened being or not. I have my challenges. And I know that just because you become aware doesn't mean you're going to have your challenges. What it does mean is how you respond to those challenges is going to be quite different. All right. We're getting close to the end of the show. So I want to leave you with some thoughts. And I incorporated some quotes into the book, and I like to share this one with you. It's right below the paragraph we just read. And I'm going to read that paragraph one more time because it's just so beautiful and inspiring. Remember, you are not alone. You are one with all that is, especially the source. All the angels and ascended beings are working with you to bring you back home. Failure is not an option. Success is the result. Love will reign. Until you obtain love, hope will reign to lead you home. And again, this is, I wish I could have put this actually on the back cover of the book, because it's really the focus and the center of what this book is about. It is to provide some sort of hope, some sort of support to bring us home until we can find ourselves and until we can connect with our true source of who we are. And hope is the word which God has written in the brow of every man, Victor Hugo. So, awesome. Metatron states, what follows is this message is a vision intended to guide you in events that will take place in the very, very near future. The dates hold no bearing. Only the source will decide the time. The vision to follow will show a few years of devastation on Terra. This will be shown in fast forward so that you were warned of what is coming, so that during these times you do not despair and do not lose hope. It is most important that you do not believe God has abandoned you. Guys, this is a thought that you might want to stick with. Think about your everyday life and the challenges we face, whether it be through work, family, loved ones, even illnesses, family members, friends. I know in my family, I have had my father, and he had a stroke, and that has been a very challenging situation for us. On top of that, my mother had knee replacement surgery, and that was also a challenge for us. So in those moments, maybe we can try to remember this thought. It is most important that you do not believe God has abandoned you. I'll raise my hand to that one because I know there have been moments, and you'll say, hey, you're supposed to be, providing guidance and hope. Well, you know what? We are also human, and while we're stuck on this illusional planet, we will still have some issues to resolve, and they will not all be resolved until we ascend. So just wanted to leave you that with that thought. And join us next Tuesday on the show, because I think that this is such an important message. And if you can invite friends to listen in, or if you think of anyone who might be able to benefit from this, I think this is an incredible message that we need to provide to others, all right? So lots of love, lots of light to all of you, and have a wonderful week. May God bless you, and keep the hope up. It is most important that you do not believe that God has abandoned you. This is not so. Those are Metatron's words, and keep those thoughts in mind when the hard stuff hits the road, okay? Lots of light and love. And come back next week and visit our website. And if you're interested in finding out more details of what's going to happen, read the book, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012. It's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Thank you and goodbye.